So overall, one of the foundational aspects of organic agriculture and organic certification is soil stewardship and the responsibility of organic farmers to not only maintain their soil quality, but to build and enhance their soil quality over time. So much of what the production practices center on is aspects of soil stewardship, such as crop rotation and cover cropping and fertility management to enhance nutrient cycling and minimize nutrient losses, and include other aspects as well that help maintain the soil quality across our agricultural landscape. When people think of organic, they often think of the national list, which is the list of compounds that an organic farmer can or cannot use on their farm. In general, organic farmers can use certain biological compounds to implement pest or disease management. And on the flip side, synthetic compounds and synthetic applications or applications of synthetic products are prohibited. But the organic regulation is much more than that. It has a lot of other aspects that define what organic farmers can or cannot do. On the livestock end of things, one of the key aspects is that the animals must have access to the outdoors, and they must be fed a certain proportion of their diet from pasture, which is a key element that is included within the organic regulation and the organic certification model.
So there's a considerable knowledge gap between the consumers buying organic and the farmers growing it.
There certainly are a lot of misconceptions among consumers about what organic is and what they're getting when they spend their dollars on organic products. The organic products, the organic certification is really focusing on farmer production practices, what a farmer is doing out in the field, and how they're producing a crop. And you know, through that process and through the process of organic certification, organic farmers have to go through a rigorous inspection process to be able to sell their product with that USDA organic label that we recognize in the grocery stores and the farmers market. And that includes rigorous record keeping throughout the year to ensure that there's a paper trail that they have been doing the production practices and have been applying the compounds that are required as per the organic regulation. And it also requires an annual inspection. So every year, an inspector that's associated with a certification agency comes onto a farm, they look through those records, they walk the field, and they verify that a farmer has indeed been doing what they are required to do per the regulation. And that offers a certain degree of verification and ensures the maintenance of integrity to the consumer so that they can be confident that when they buy organic, the farmer is doing what they're supposed to do as per the National Organic Program label.
So how common is organic in Wisconsin and the overall Midwest? And are those numbers of certifications rising or falling or staying the same?
And we certainly are in what's considered a hotbed of organic in the U.S., so to speak. Wisconsin has the second highest number of organic farms as compared to any other state in the nation. We're only behind California, so we certainly have a thriving organic industry here in the state.
Huh.
And that industry continues to grow. There continues to be more farmers that are interested in organic and interested in pursuing organic certification. And that definitely is a response to the increasing consumer demand and the increasing demand among, across all of agricultural sectors for organic products.
So is that for fruit and vegetables or grain and dairy or both?
Well, that's a good question. So certainly I think the area and the sector of agriculture where we see the highest growth and the highest demand for organic products in recent years has been organic grain. That organic grain goes into not only food for human consumption, bread and cereal, and as an ingredient for processed organic products, but also goes to feed the growing livestock sector as well. Organic chicken production and pork production, and certainly the dairy and beef sector as well. Vegetable production, we certainly do see growth in that sector, but particularly because a lot of our vegetables that are grown on diversified farms are going into more of direct markets, oftentimes doing farmers markets and CSA. There can be less of an emphasis on organic certification because the farmer does have more direct communication with the consumer. And with dairy has gone through a slowing of growth in the industry, unfortunately, especially on the side of the fluid products. So we're not seeing as much growth in organic demand in that sector. But again, grain is a really bright spot with respect to market growth and organic demand.
So why Wisconsin? We can make sense of California. What makes Wisconsin number two?
Well, Wisconsin has always had a history in diversified agricultural production. We have a very robust agricultural market across not only vegetables, but dairy and grains. And that diversity really benefits organic, which is required to include a multitude of crops across the rotation to maintain soil quality, to build soil health, and to really create a more resilient agroecosystem that allows the organic farmer to manage weeds and diseases and pests using more ecological methods. So Wisconsin's always been very suited for organic, and it certainly has a strong history as a leader in organic. Also the fact that we've always had a strong dairy industry, not only in organic but in conventional as well, really supports organic production with respect to that integration of livestock and the source of manure as a fertility for organic farmers.
So what's slowing down organic milk production?
I think the dynamics on the conventional end, unfortunately, have also impacted our organic farmers. So organic is not completely separate from the market and price dynamics that we see on the conventional side of things. And this is also true with grain as well. So the fact that, you know, across the entire dairy industry, we've really seen farmers struggle with prices and issues with supply, that's also trickling down to affect our organic farmers as well. At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, we have a strong program called OGRAIN, the Organic Grain Resource and Information Network, that provides educational resources and learning opportunities to farmers wanting to engage in organic production and improve their organic production practices. And certainly, too, we've seen a lot of industry support also within the conventional sector to really help farmers take advantage of this opportunity to transition, if not all of their acres, at least part of their acres, to organic production to, again, capture that growing market demand that we're seeing on the landscape.
Dr. Silva said about 89% of American households have bought something organic, so it's definitely becoming more mainstream. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, here in Madison, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.